Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You know, it's good if for some time we get a little oxygen, but don't worry, we won't sit here all the time like this. Our devotee from India goes like, these Germans, it must be a shock for you in cold Germany, isn't it? It's your first winter in Germany?
Second.
You will make it. You will.
First.
Yeah. You will survive. Don't worry. Take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Let us please close, because our Indian Mataji is slowly dying. I can see. Jaya Dela. And then Lokanath Maharaj. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Gopi Dana Vallabha Hiri Vada Dhali. Gopi Dana Vallabha Hiri Vada Dhali. Nanana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nanana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Om Krishna Hare, Na Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivesesha Shunyavari Vaskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was thinking, when I was thinking how to conduct this class this evening, that I would like to give a typical Ekadasi class. Originally, I said I would give all my classes as seminars illustrating the holy name, but I really feel that after a day of Ekadasi and doing service and chanting and reading more, I would like to speak to you about something which I experienced in Vrindavan, Samarada and Krishna nectar. Is that all right with you? I really feel after, in the Ekadasi evening, we should come together with Krishna Katha. That is what is traditionally done. But let me, before starting, ask you, you all speak English, is this correct? Sprecht ihr, muss ich ja in Deutsch fragen. Ihr sprecht Englisch gut genug? Nicht, ihr würdet eine deutsche Übersetzung haben, gerne haben. Wir haben die super Übersetzung von Anke. Dürfen wir dich nochmal bitten, Anke? ich würde sagen, im hinteren Teil des Raumes, dort wird eine Übersetzung in die deutsche Sprache stattfinden. Jeder sonst kann Englisch wohl sprechen. So Munit, how is the cold? Improving? Improving? Ja. Okay. Nupurat, your garlands are really works of art. They're so beautiful. I think that's because you use rose flowers. Rose flowers is a very good flower. Really wonderful. I'm really impressed by your flower garlands. Really. It's very motivating for me that one day I try to be qualified to receive such a garland. At the moment I'm not, but hopefully one day. This Kartik month, I was a guest to a very great saint in Vrindavan. His name is Ramesh Baba. He is a very exalted devotee of Krishna. And he gave me shelter in Man Mandir. Ramesh Baba is an old friend of Radhanath Maharaj. And he was out during the month of Kartik with 10,000 Bengalis doing a Brajmandal Parikrama. You must one day see these Brajmandal Parikrams of Ramesh Baba. They are really extraordinary. 5 years ago, one lady from the town of Nupura, that's New Delhi, left her body during the Brajmandal Parikram. You know, they walk for 40 days without stoppage from one holy place to the other. And many old people participate in these Parikramas because they feel if we leave our body while we walk through the holy land of Braj, that's the best and the most glorious death. So that is maybe good from their side, but it makes organization a little difficult, you know. If you think, oh my God, someone is leaving the body today. So this lady left her body near Choma, and immediately a car was sent to New Delhi to get her relatives so that they could be there during the, how is it called, the funeral. So while the devotees were waiting for the relatives, Ramesh Baba said, let's do a kirtan. In the Bhagavatam it says that even the messengers of death fear the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna. So they did a kirtan around the funeral pyre where the corpse of this lady was lying, and the kirtan became more and more ecstatic, and all of a sudden everyone saw that the hand of the lady moved. ghost. That was the first reaction. How do we say in Hindi ghost, Munit? Bhoot, yes, bhoot. They all screamed, you know. Then the arm moved, and finally the lady sat up. Then everyone started to run, bhoot. But Ramesh Baba continued with the kirtan, and it became so ecstatic that finally the lady climbed down from the funeral pyre and chanted, and she lived for 5 more years. Hare Krishna. This is the miracle of Braj and the miracle of the wonderful chanting of Ramesh Baba. He's a great, great devotee of Krishna, and everyone knows he's just the best. So he had allowed me to, or had invited me to stay in his temple because there was no one there. All of them were out on Braj Mandaparikram. We were just the only, three more people were in this wonderful temple, but we stayed and we chanted. So just the temple is on top of the mountain. This mountain is one of the heads of Lord Brahma. Once Brahma asked Srimati Radharani, "Oh Radhe, I wish to serve you. Please give me some service." And Radharani said nothing, because she only speaks to Krishna and her sakis. But Krishna said to Brahma, "Shiva has come to build the hill, or to be the hill in Nandagram. You should be four big mountains in Vashana." In this way, each of the four heads of Lord Brahma became a mountain in Vashana. And I was sitting on one of the heads of Brahma. So you climb down from Mam Mandir. There are 256 steps. I didn't count them, but Madhva Muni counted them. And then when you reach down on the hill, there is a beautiful pond. It is called Krishna Kund. Every kund or lake in Vrindavan is called Krishna Kund. That's not something special. Whenever you ask the Braj Basis, "What's the name of this kund?" they will say, "Krishna Kund." But this particular kund has also an insider name. That's the Gevavan Kund. Gevavan Kund. Now I want to tell you the story, how this kund, or little pond or lake, got this beautiful name. On Sunday I will show you pictures of this kund with 4,000 devotees from Radhanath Maharaj's parikrama. Every year Radharani stayed for the month of Kartik with her parents in Vasana. This is a custom in Vrindavan that the married daughters are returning for the month of Kartik to their parents. Radharani was in bliss. She had escaped Yavat, where her mother-in-law, Jatila, who constantly suspected her to be together with Krishna, was like a prison guard. So Radharani stayed in Vashana and in her palace, and would make signals to Nandagram to indicate to Krishna where they would meet during the day. Each day Krishna came from Nandagram. He came mostly to Sankit, which lies halfway between Vashana and Nandagram, and met Srimati Radharani. Sometimes the signs were with mirrors, sometimes with fires, and many times through parrot post, PP. That's the parrot. That's the parrot post. A parrot would come to Krishna and tell him what was Radha's wish to meet her beloved. Many times Krishna would also come and would walk with Srimati Radharani through the forest of Vasana. And there in the clearings, in the forest, they would dance, they would talk, they would sit on thrones, and they were served by the sakis, by the girl companions of Radha. It was a wonderful time. But all times come to the end. And at the end of the Kartik month, Brishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida, I had to think very, called Radha and said, "Oh Radha, the time where you stayed with your parents was wonderful, but you have to return to Yavat." That word, Yavat, was like a thunderbolt in Radha's heart. She wanted to stay in Vasana and meet Krishna regularly in the caves and woodland of Vasana. Now it was the habit, or let us say the custom, that when the girls would leave their parents would give the girls the Geva sweet. Geva sweet is made out of boiled down milk, and there is nuts are in there, and at the end fruits. So this sweet is milky, nutty, and fruity. It's the best of sweets, the Geva sweet. And because the parents of Radha, Vrishabhanu Maharaj and his good wife Kirtita, knew how painful it was for Radharani to say goodbye, they gave her a huge portion of this beautiful sweet. So Radha with her sakis went back to Yavat, but they didn't take the direct route. They went through the beautiful forest of Vashana and to say goodbye to all the places where they had met Krishna. So when they came to the edge of the forest, they first heard a flute. Lulu, much beautiful, more beautiful. And then they saw how Lord Krishna personally, looking like the God of love, stepped out of the forest, smiling to Radharani. And Krishna said, "Don't be sad, I have come another time so that we could dance in the beautiful forest of Vasana." And this is what they did. Radharani danced, and all the beautiful clothes, all the ornaments, everything what was given to her in the goodbye festival from her parents was used up in that wonderful dancing leela. Now, at the end, Krishna said, "I like so much the Geva sweet. Do you have some of it with you?" Radharani said, "A lot, because it is customary in our custom that the married women of Braj are getting this sweet when they say goodbye to their parents after this 1 month of staying with them." Krishna said, "I like this sweet so much, it's my favorite." Radharani served her beloved Lord with her own hands into the mouth of Lord Krishna, this sweet. She had to pass the pearl which was on Krishna's nose and put it right into his mouth, and Krishna lovingly ate the sweet. So finally, Radharani said goodbye to Krishna, and with her sakis went to Yavat. And when they entered Yavat, her mother-in-law, Jatila, was standing there and saying, "How much of that sweet did you get? You are the daughter of the king, And what else did Maharaj Vrishabhanu give you? How many zaris? How much gold? How much? Now you must know that this information was of great importance to Yatila, because next morning she would go to the village well and she would discuss with all the other ladies how much each daughter-in-law had gotten, how much zaris, how much gold. So she needed that information very desperately. So you know all the zaris and all the gold, and especially the sweet was used up. There was only a quarter of the sweet left. Radharani said, "Oh, mother-in-law, I have not much of the sweet left." On the way home, a cloud came, a black cloud, and everything was rained away. So, Yatila said, "I know who's this black cloud. It is Ghanasyam, it is Krishna, who has attacked you and stolen the sweet. Admit it, admit it." Radharani just looked down. She felt so bad. Already on the first day, these accusations of Yatila were voiced against her beloved Lord Krishna. In the evening, her so-called husband, Abhimanyu, came, and Yatila said, "Oh, Abhimanyu, the sweet is gone, the sweet is gone. Nothing of wealth was brought by your wife. I think Krishna has stolen everything, but she doesn't admit it." And so Abhimanyu said, "Oh, mother, why are you so hysterical? Let us look in the godown." Godown is like, in German you would say, Vorratslager. Vorratslager. Godown. Godown is storage. The storage. Let us look in the storage. Because so often, his mother had said one thing, but then in the end, it was totally different. So he opened the door of the storage, and when he opened it, piles of sweets, piles of zaris, piles of ornaments were all heaped upon him. And he said, "Mother, we are rich. Why are you so worried?" So this shows us, my dear devotees, if we give to Krishna, even if there is a risk to give to Krishna, Krishna will repay us a millionfold. He is not just taking from his devotees. He is giving. I often tell the devotees how Krishna once visited the Pandavas, and Draupadi served him in the afternoon. Draupadi would always bring Krishna freshly cut fruits, but this time, about which I want to tell you, Draupadi brought Krishna fruits and a knife, because these fruits needed to be eaten immediately after they were cut. So Krishna saw the fruit plate, took the knife and took the fruit. I think it was a sitafal. The fruit of Sita. So he took it. He took his knife and he cut it. And when he cut it, he cut into his finger. Draupadi, in an immediate gesture, took her zari. And gave the stripe or the spot of the zari to Lord Krishna and said, "Here, Krishna, take this to bandage your wound. So Krishna took that part of a sari. This sari was so absolutely beautiful and costly. It was not like a sari of any Mataji here. You all have beggar's saris in comparison to Draupadi's sari, which was made out of, with gold and silver on the borderline. So Krishna took that part of the sari. The whole sari was ruined for life, but he took that part of and bandaged his finger. And then while smiling at Draupadi, he said, "For this gift of a sari, I will give you back millions of sari when you need it." Do you know what Krishna had in mind? Yes. You know. Good. So Krishna kept his word. Krishna kept his word. This is another example of how when a devotee gives something to Krishna, Krishna will pay back a million fold. We should not be afraid of giving to Krishna, because Krishna keeps a ledger. Ledger is like a register. I do remember when Prabhupada was asked about the future of the devotees. It was a few days before his death, before he left his body. And then Prabhupada answered, he said, "Those who sincerely chant Hare Krishna, they are kept on a list by Krishna. And this list is kept in Krishna's heart. He never forgets if someone sincerely chants Krishna's name." Prabhupada had also said, when Draupadi was in a big need, you know, when there was an attempt made to strip her naked, at that time she called the names Govinda, Gopal. Krishna later commented that because Draupadi called my names, I am feeling indebted to her. And this debt increases every day, day by day. So Krishna feels, and there in the commentary, Prabhupada says, if Krishna feels that he is indebted to a devotee who only mentioned two times Govinda Gopal, how much is Krishna indebted to a devotee who daily chants his holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna feels so indebted. Finally, my devotee is calling for me. I'm so happy. And he keeps the list of the chanters in his heart as a list which he always looks at and which he will never ever forget. Krishna's quality amongst all other qualities is that he is Bhakta Vatsala, the friend and protector of his devotees. So a devotee who has once given something to Krishna is never ever forgotten by Krishna. He is on that list forever, and his name will never be erased, even if due to circumstances the devotee should do something which is absolutely unacceptable in the eyes of men. We must know that Krishna does not look at the faults, but Krishna looks at the good qualities of the devotees, that is the bhakti or the devotion. Bhakti is spiritual, faults are material. Bhakti or devotion is spiritual, and mistakes and faults are material. So Krishna looks at the spiritual and not the material, and thinks of his devotees. That's because he's Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees. See, a parent, when a child starts to speak, does the parent look at the orthographical linguistic mistakes? Huh? Or does he, the parent, the father or the mother, does the father and mother look at, oh, he's trying to speak to me, saying something to me? Of course, the parent looks at the intention, the good intention. He doesn't look at the faults. So Krishna also is so much impressed if a devotee just turns to him and does something good in relationship to him, that he is prepared to overlook the mistakes. Today I want to tell you a little bit about when Krishna became a sannyasi. When Krishna took sannyas. Because from this leela, you would see how absolutely devoted Krishna is to his devotees, especially the best of Krishna's devotee, Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani had signaled to Krishna about a meeting place in the beautiful forests of Vrindavan, and she decorated a particularly nice kunj for the divine meeting. Do you know what is a kunj? It's like we would say in German, eine Waldlaube. It's a, you know, where the forest or a tree or maybe bushes are used in an architectural way to provide a sitting place or an area of meeting. A kunj is typically, you know, it's made out of trees, and somehow they go around and they build something like a tree house, you could say. The branches are moving outside and build a beautiful house. This is the work of whom? Brindadevi. Brindadevi is arranging the forest of Vrindavan that there are these beautiful, beautiful kunjas which have creepers in them, which nice flowers. There must be rose flowers also, but mostly champak, jasmine, malati, and so on. And they are really pieces of art, you could say, in which Radha receives her beloved Lord Krishna. There are different models of kunjas. One is a bedroom, and before the bedroom, a terrace from which the beautiful countryside of Vrindavan can be overlooked. Kunjas. And so Radharani had decorated with her own hands one of these kunjas, but Krishna did not come. So she said to her Sakis. Sakis are her girl companions. Oh, where is my Krishna? This whole decoration is useless without Krishna. It's like a dark night without the moon. Where is my Krishna? So Lalita went to look for Krishna. Somehow she came to the kunja of Chandravali. And inside that kunja, she saw the beloved of Radha talking with Chandravali, telling him, O queen of my life, and so on. Lalita was very, very upset. Krishna had an appointment with Radha, but he went to another of her devotees, his devotees, Chandravali, so another gopi. And so Lalita took from her hair, which was decorated with a flower garland, one leaf, a ketaki leaf, and wrote in her hand a sentence, "O Krishna, greatest of cheetahs, never show your face again in our kunj." And she dropped that leaf on the road which went from Chandravali's kunj into the direction of Vrindavan. So next morning when Krishna left the kunj of Chandravali, he saw that ketaki leaf on the road. And as he picked up the ketaki leaf, he began to tremble, because he recognized the handwriting of Lalita. And when he read the message, he almost lost consciousness. You must know that the Lord whom we are worshipping is the Lord of loving relationships. So in his Leela, he totally forgets his almightiness and becomes a subject to his devotees. So Krishna went straight to Vrindadevi and said, "Vrindadevi, this is the message. I can never ever show my face again in the land of Radharani. What do you recommend me to do?" So Vrindadevi said, "You have to forget that you are Krishna for a while. You have to dress like a menial servant, like the daughter of a barber." Nee, nicht Barbaren, eines Friseurs. Ja, Barber, ja, nicht Barbare. Ja. A barber usually cleans the head, like Gaurahari went, he didn't wait to a barber, but a barber does this. And he also takes care of the nails in India. And he knows everything. Because he's a barber, he hears all about the village news, you know. So his daughter, a female, he takes care of, you could say, the hair and nail requirements of a lady, of the ladies, and she also knows everything, you know. So it's a very menial servant, a sehr unterwürfiger Dienst, to, because nails and hair are considered to be muchi. In Indian, there, only in the West, people do everything with the hair and everything with the nail, you know, they color it and think it's a very useful items. Hair and nails are very important for getting by in life. So anyways, Krishna really took that low class service. He dressed up like a, how do you say, like a barber's wife, Vizari and everything. And he waited at the exit of Yavat, the town where Radharani stayed. So when next time Radharani passed, Lalita came to this barber and said, "You look very, very nice. From where do you come?" Krishna said, "From Mathura." "And what do you know?" "Well, I have this box," said said Krishna, "and I can take care of the nails, the foot nails, and I can paint the feet in a very beautiful way. Can I please paint the feet of Radha?" So Lalita asked Radha, there's an professionally talented barber's daughter here? Radha said, what are my feet? They are not useful if they are not engaged in the service of Krishna. There's no use to decorate them. Now, where Krishna has rejected me and I am angry at Krishna, there is no connection any longer. But then Lalita said, but she is such a talented barber daughter. I mean, why don't we try her out and see? Maybe it gives some relief to you. So Krishna was called into Radha's presence. He was trembling. He looked extremely shy. Don't tremble, said Radha. Then Krishna said in a very sweet voice, Radha, I see that the blue bangles which you used to wear are not with you, and the blue Marakata jewel which is on your chest is gone. What has happened? And immediately Radharani flared up in an angry mood and said, I don't want to see anything blue. I don't want to, therefore I have given up my bangles. I have sent all my dark complexion sakis away. Even my peacocks, who have dark blue tail feathers, are gone. I don't want to be reminded of this cheetah. The Nilamali. Nilamali means the blue jewel, Gopal. Krishna was trembling. Whoa, this is really intense. So he decorated, he cut the nails and decorated the foot, and then he had an idea. If Radha doesn't accept Syam, then the only way for me to have contact with Radharani is if I write my name on her feet, because I'm not different from my name. Krishna hadn't forgotten that. So he decorated the feet, you know, with a red rim. And then when no one looked, he wrote, Sya. So Radharani felt on her feet, something unusual is going on. Then she looked at the feet and she went, out! You rascal! I said I don't want anything to do with you, not even something which reminds me of you. Go, go, you have dared to dress up like a lady. Go, and Lalita went, took the one hand of Krishna, Vishakha took the other, go, 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 better go now. and they ushered Krishna out of the presence of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. Krishna sat down on a stone, dressed in a sari, and just cried and cried. Finally, Vrinda Devi came. Why are you crying? The disguise didn't work, said Krishna. It's all your fault. Well, said Vrinda Devi, then we must try another disguise. Why don't you come as a florist, a flower girl? See, like our Nupura is a flower, amongst other things. I think you are computer expert and flower expert. So, florist is a flower expert. So Krishna dressed all in a white sari, white flowers over his hair, the hair back, flower garlands. And he tried again. He went to Srimati Radharani's house or home, and Lalita met him and said, "Oh, you look very beautiful." "I don't look beautiful, but I come from Mathura and I have brought flower garlands for Radha. Can I see her, please?" Lalita looked, but she could not tell that this was Krishna, and she immediately arranged for a meeting. She brought her this flower lady to Radha. Now, you must know that before Radha's house, there's a beautiful black tamal tree. This tamal tree is watered with nice water by Srimati Radharani every day. She takes care that the tree grows nicely, because this black tree reminds her of Krishna. You know everything. But when Radharani came into her man means sulkiness. Sulkiness is like an angry rejection. She had ordered that that tamal tree would be uprooted and thrown away. So when Krishna came and didn't see the tamal tree any longer, and saw the tamal tree was uprooted, he really knew this is serious. This is extremely serious. So he brought a garland, put it around Radha's neck, and then said, "You don't have the tamal tree any longer before your house?" Radha said, "What is it to you? Why do you want to know?" Then the flower lady said, "But I think you don't want to have anything to do with Krishna." "Correct," said Radharani. "And therefore you have given up everything which reminds you of Krishna." "Correct," said Srimati Radharani. "But what do you do when you go out? Then the sky is there, which is all blue, and which reminds you of Krishna, right?" Lalita said, "Our Sakhi doesn't see the blue sky any longer. She has a white umbrella and walks under a white umbrella." Krishna said, but the blackness of your eye, you know, in German it's called pupillen, the pupils. Is it called pupils? You know, when you have the eye, there's a black thing. That is, and then Lalita said, our Radharani is crying so much that all this black in the eye has become white. She's crying for Krishna." Then Krishna said something careless. He said, but then she should be with Krishna. Then Radharani was electrified. "This is Krishna. You have come the second time. Out, out, out." And again Krishna was thrown out of the kunj of Radharani. This time Krishna knew, "I will never meet Srimati Radharani again in my life. I might as well take my life. I will throw myself into the Yamuna and drown." So on the way to the Yamuna, he met Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi said, "Oh, Syam Sundar, where are you going? This is the end." said Krishna. Vrindadevi said, "There's one last disguise which we should try. You should come as a sannyasi, a beggar." "Oh," said Krishna, "and what should I beg?" "You should beg Srimati Radharani for her anger. Then she gives you her anger, and then she is free from her anger, and then she again wants to meet Krishna." "But who can give me sannyas initiation?" said Krishna. "Can you give me sannyas initiation, Vrindadevi?" Vrindadevi said, "Oh no, I'm a woman. I'm not qualified. We have to go to Shiva at Mountain Kailash, and Shiva can give you sannyas." "So my dear devotee, he is the biggest of renunciant. So my dear devotees, who of you was at Mountain Kailash?" "No, you can't go on the mountain because it's a very holy mountain. My dear devotees, it's like the desert of ice and snow. It's so absolutely high. It's a beautiful, beautiful mountain which looks like an ice crystal or a diamond. And somewhere there on top is Lord Shiva meditating." So Vrindadevi went with Krishna to the sacred mountain of Kailash. And Krishna called out, "Shiva, Shiva, oh Shiva." Shiva heard his master's voice. He came out of his meditation and he thought, "It's not possible. Krishna's in Vrindavan. He's not in Kailash." But again he heard the sweet voice, "Shiva, oh Shiva." So he came down and there he saw the beautiful Krishna. But he had sad eyes. Eyes of separation. He wanted to meet his beloved Radha, but Radha had turned against him out of protest that he was with Chandravali. So he told to Shiva, "I will renounce the world. I will renounce everything. I just beg you, make me a sannyasi." Shiva said, My lord, if that is your desire, here is your tiger skin. Krishna's dhoti was gone. There was a tiger, you know, like a skin. Then, "Here's your Rudraksha bead." Rudraksha bead. "Here's your Kamandalu, your water pot." "Here is your bag for begging." So then Krishna took his flute, put it in the begging bag, and he took his peacock feather, put it in the begging bag, and was ready to go begging. So first, in order to try if his disguise was all right, he went to his mother, Yashoda Mayi, in Nandagram. Yashoda Mayi opened the door and saw this beautiful beggar. And he said, "Who are your parents? You look so beautiful, but no one your age should be a yogi. A yogi beggar, a yogi sannyasi. This is cruel. From the side of your parents, it's irresponsible to make such a young, beautiful boy, a yogi, you should play with my Krishna, my Nilamali. You would be good together, friends. So Krishna looked at his mother, thinking if his mother would recognize him, then he wouldn't dare to go to Radharani. But if his mother, who knew him so well, would not recognize him, he would go to Radharani and beg from her something very special. So Krishna said, Mother, I'm not really so young that I should play. Yashoda looked at the little yogi before him, you know, with the tiger skin and the pot and the rudrakshas and the bag and so on. And she said, you should not be so renounced. You should play. Stay here with us and play with my Kanaya, my little boy. So at that time, Krishna expanded himself into another Krishna who sat on the lap of Mother Yashoda and said, Maya, let's play. So then he jumped out of the lap of Mother Yashoda, went to the yogi, Krishna, and both of them played together. And all the time Krishna looked at Mother Yashoda, if she would see through the disguise. That's Krishna. But Mother Yashoda did not see through the disguise. And then finally the yogi said, all right, I have to go to Yavat now. And Krishna went to Yavat. And he knocked at the door of Jatila, where Radharani was inside. And Jatila came, oh, you are very beautiful yogi, what do you want? Krishna said, I want alms. But I cannot accept alms from you, because you are an ordinary woman. I can only accept alms from the most chaste of all women, which is Srimati Radharani. Can you please ask Radha to come? So Yatila looked at the yogi and said, but my daughter-in-law, everyone says she is with Krishna. How is she chaste? And I am not chaste. So Krishna said something which I have forgotten. But he somehow can put the words like this, that everyone is charmed and mesmerized. And then Yatila finally, who's so much against that Radha meets Krishna, got Radharani from the inner chambers. And when Radharani saw that yogi, something in her side twitched. She felt somehow some happiness. She was very sad up to that time because of her man, of her loving anger against Krishna. But when she saw the yogi, some electrification was there. So Krishna said to Radharani, I have come to beg something from you, but before I ask you what it is, you must say that whatever I am asking from you, you will give it to me. Radharani looked at the yogi. It was a very unusual request. Very, very unusual request. Am I right? You have said that whatever you are asking from me, I have to give it to you. Yes, said the yogi, and if you don't do it, I will leave the house, and then you will be responsible for not having given something to a saint. some surprise would come. So Radharani looked at the yogi. It had never happened that anyone had asked her to promise that to give anything she was asked for. And then finally she said, "I promise that whatever you are asking me, I will give it to you. I don't know who you are. I do not know why I have so much trust in you. But whatever it is that you are asking from me, I will gladly give it to you." At this moment, the yogi did something unexpected. He stretched out his two hands to receive the gift of Radha. You see, here is a bigger picture. Can you see? Can you see this picture? The yogi said, "Oh Radha, I do not need the things which you have put on the plate." You know, these are the traditional gifts which you give to sannyasis. "I only want one thing from you. I want to get from you the anger which you feel towards Krishna." So there was Yatila on one side, Radharani was there, Krishna was, the yogi was there. And then Radharani laughed and she cried, "Yes, you can take the anger which I have towards Krishna. I keep my promise." So Krishna took that and left Hare Krishna and left the house of Radharani. He went into the forest. He immediately transformed himself in the beautiful form of Krishna and took his beautiful flute to his lips and started to play a mind-enchanting raga. The moment Radharani heard this, now she was free from her anger towards Krishna, she said to her sakis, "What is that mind-enchanting sound? It must be Krishna who is calling us. Please, let us run. Let us run, Sakhi, to that sound of the flute, and let us join my beloved Lord Krishna." Jai De Si Radhe, Jai De Si Radhe, Jai De Si Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Gopala, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Gopala, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Re Radhe Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda 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 Gopala Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When I was hearing Krishna Katha, first I was thinking very much that what is really the essence here? And the essence really is Leela. Leela is an activity which does not have a purpose on its own. There's not, Krishna does something in order to fulfill a certain reason, like we go, for instance, to work in order to get money, or we have a relationship to accomplish something, maybe to get a recommendation, to buy a cheap car, or I don't know. Krishna does his Leela, and it is really, how do you say, The purpose of the Leela is love, pleasure. And it is this which is the nature of the spiritual world. There's love, there's pleasure. It's simple. It's without kunta. Kunta means anxieties, which are here in our world. Even what looks to be like anxiety, the Krishna wonders, will I ever meet Radha again, is not really the type of anxiety which we know in this world. When we listen to Krishna Leela, we should understand that everything there is of an entirely different nature. We should just listen to the Leela in a serving attitude and let the Leela wash through us and attract our minds to Krishna. It is for this reason that Krishna performs his Leela in this world. Because when he comes to this world to perform his Leela, he has a little purpose, a little side purpose, and that is to attract the conditioned souls to Krishna. See, if we only work in our spiritual life with knowledge of the world, then we will arrive at a position which is called detachment. Anyone who understands this world will also detach himself from the world. No one who understands the world will try to enjoy the world. The fact that someone tries to enjoy the world shows that he has not understood the world and has not understood the purpose of the world. Whenever you understand the world, you know it's a place of correction where you learn your lesson in some way or another. That's what you see when you see through the eyes of knowledge. If you see through the eyes of ignorance, then you think the world is enjoyable. But if you see through the eyes of knowledge, you understand this world is there to teach me a lesson. It's a house of correction. But just to understand that the world is correcting you, just learning your lessons, is not enough to go back home, back to Godhead. You need in your spiritual life to first of all have a feeling of sambandha. Sambandha means a relationship to Krishna, where you understand Krishna, and I have something to do with Krishna. Krishna is my Lord. And then you need to go further. You need to develop an attachment to Krishna, a love for Krishna, an enthusiasm to hear about Krishna. A person whose love for Krishna begins to develop, he will feel an attraction to Krishna's pastimes. He will want to know more and more about Krishna's pastimes. And he will want to one day play even a role in Krishna's pastime, a role of servant. He will feel attracted to the way in which particular devotees serve Krishna. And he will think, I want to serve him in the same way. You know, in this world, we have examples of people who are our role models, our, how do you say, Vorbilder in German language. And we like to act like them. For instance, young people have posters and pictures all over their walls with pop stars and fashion stars and maybe famous actors and so on. And they feel when they look at these pictures, these are role models for me. Let me also have my hair like they have. Let me also sing songs like they. Let me have relationships to people like they. Mm-hmm. And let me follow them. I do remember I was once sitting in a plane from Bhuvaneshwara to Delhi, and because I had a big body, relatively big, I was placed in the front, and I sat next to someone, and I noticed that every minute people came to get an autogram from him. So after some time, I asked him, "You seem to be very famous. Everyone wants your autogram and no one wants my autogram." And he said, "Well, Swamiji, I'm not so, you're much better than me." But then I asked, "Who are you?" And then he said his name, but I have forgotten him. Our Indian devotees can help us. Who was that cricket player? His name starts with K, Kapoor? Kapil Dev, yes, you know everything. Our Kapil Dev, yes. He was Mr. Kapil Dev. Now, every Indian who hears the name Kapil Dev will have goose pimples of ecstasy. He is actually a good man, very intelligent and nice and deeply spiritual, I found out. He was a nice person. Kapil Dev. And then I remember when he said Kapil Dev, I remembered the son of one of my disciples. His name is Damodar. And Damodar was a fan of Kapil Dev. And he had explained to me everything about cricket, you know. I have forgotten everything, but it was something with a ball, I remember. But not a football. It was a small ball, I believe. I'm not sure any longer. But and I do remember that that every Indian, Kapil Dev, they want to follow the example of Kapil Dev. They want to wear the same hat as Kapil Dev and the same pants as Kapil Dev and the same underwear, of course, as Kapil Dev. And everything Kapil Dev, you know. So this is how in conditioned life we feel. But as devotees of Krishna, we want to hear how the cowherd boys serve Krishna, how the gopis serve Krishna, and we want to become their servants to learn a little bit how to please Krishna. That's our idea. We don't want, I mean, as nice as Kapil Dev is, we had a pleasant talk. It was a nice man, really wonderful, nice man, not arrogant at all, humble and everything. But we don't want to follow Kapil Dev. We want to follow the associates of Lord Krishna, learn their example, and then learn how to please Krishna. Remember, when you mature in your spiritual life, you can see that you have three desires. When these three desires don't come, you know you're not maturing. It's like when you are young and you want to mature, then for the boys, the voice cracks. They speak very deep, you know, Stimmbruch. And from the girls, when they mature, certain parts of their bodies change. And then they know, okay, everything is normal. The change is there. The physical maturation takes place. So in spiritual life, you also have to check if everything is normal with you. Are you developing Dayal Gauranga? You have to check these three symptoms. First is you want to reach Krishna, Prapti Abhilas. Then you want to, what was the next one? Seva Abhilas. You want to do service for Krishna. And then comes Radha Abhilas. You want to have a heart-to-heart relationship with Radha and Krishna. That you should measure yourself. You should check yourself. Is everything developing? Am I developing? Am I maturing? Do I change? This is important. So every Ekadasi, when this Ekadasi comes, this is today, then we are encouraged to make a little check in our spiritual life. Feel your pulse, Muniji. Am I changing positively? Is my life progressing somewhere? Do I feel more attachment to Krishna? And so on. And you can easily check this then by using the Ekadasi day to hear more about Krishna, the person. What I told you today, I had just thought about today, because I felt separation today from Vasana, where I stayed a whole month, and where very often we went in early in the morning, by the light of the moon, we went through the forest and attended the Mangal Arati of Sriji, that's the name of Srimati Radharani in Vasana. Beautiful times. We went on the top of Brahma's head. It was a very interesting feeling, to the temple. And then we sat in the temple. There was the Mangal Arati first, where all these wonderful villagers came and very enthusiastically threw for the Mangal Arati flowers at the altar of Radharani. I think that would be a good custom, to just come and throw flowers at the altar. It's a very nice custom, very devotional. And then, when all of the villagers had gone back to the village to start the work of the day, we started our work of the day. We sat in the mandir and chanted our rounds. And I still remember this wonderful feeling. You know, they didn't close the altar, the doors of the altar, but they had a curtain which was something like in German you would say Gitternetz. It was, you know, like a curtain which had these holes in it. How do you say this? Gitternetz? How? A mesh. Thank you so much. It was a mesh. And so you could look through the mesh into the altar, which was full of light, candlelight, and you would sit before it. It was a red mesh, and rotes Gitternetz, and behind it was golden yellow, and a lot of light came flooding out. And it was so absolutely, it was more than beautiful, because with the light which came out from the altar, we could feel the mercy of Radharani came in our direction. And that I liked so much. I sat there and I chanted my rounds. And then around 7 o'clock, I got up to walk back to where I stayed. And there were always many monkeys, I remember, who looked at me. But I didn't look at the monkeys, because you should not look at monkeys and rascals. in this way, I lived there for a whole month, and I was very happy, very feeling at home, really. Hare Krishna. So today I was thinking of Vasana, and when I was thinking of Vasana, all of the thoughts of Krishna came to my mind, and especially thoughts of Radharani. And I wanted to just share this with you, because today is Ekadasi, and today you should ask this question. Is everything normal with me? Am I developing attachment to Krishna? Remember, detachment from the world is not really what a Krishna Bhakta
what is the main thing which a Krishna Bhakta should learn? The main thing a Krishna Bhakta or Krishna Bhaktin should learn is attachment to Krishna. And from this attachment to Krishna, real detachment from Maya can develop. Without attachment to Krishna, your detachment from Maya is only partial or incomplete. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Now we have a little bit more time for questions. I'm very sorry, Munit, I had to disappoint you. You came for the japa discussion, but today is a Gardasi. Yeah.
First, thank you, Maharaj, for your inspiration. Attached
to Krishna, yes. It's a very good question. If you don't know yourself, then whatever you do is not really you doing it, it's maybe your mind doing it or whatever. Srila Prabhupada used to also say that everything starts in Krishna consciousness with the realization that I'm not the body, but I'm an eternal soul. And that in one little book, which I know it's Beyond Birth and Death, Prabhupada adds, it's not enough to know this only theoretically. You have to know it practically, that I'm an eternal soul. Now, my dear devotees, that is practical knowledge of I'm an eternal soul is really it's really this type of knowledge is born in the flames of tests and of this is not an easy knowledge. I remember 3 years ago I was in the hospital and something had gone wrong and I was really in a very distressful and physically miserable situation. And I remember how difficult it was to understand I'm an eternal soul when I was under misery. And I once talked to a person 4 days before she died. Her name was, I believe it was Rati. Yes, Rati. Rati. Let me ask Komodaki if I'm right. Rati, die war damals die Frau von Kashiraj. Ne? Hieß sie Rati? Rati. Rati. So her name was Rati. She had cancer all over her body. And I do remember I phoned with her and I knew her very well from the first day when she entered the temple. I had visited her at home and, you know, I was really... So she was very open with me and very clear. And I asked her, just, please, Radhi, tell me, how are you feeling? And she said, very exhausted. And then I asked, Radhi, is there anything you would like to share with me? And then she said, yes. My body is finished. It is clear. There is cancer all over. You can't cure it any longer. Metastasen, they call it. But I want to tell you very honestly, you know, I've meditated before I came to Krishna consciousness. I have done, she was the assistant of Harish Chandra Johari, some person, a yogi who has published many books on yoga, and she said, I'm still attached to this body, although it is so full of disease, it's so difficult for me to understand practically that I'm an eternal soul. It's so difficult. And please know, she was really from the yoga tradition before. She was not a beginner in spiritual life. When she came to Krishna consciousness, she had meditated already since 10 years or so. And my realization is also for us to understand I'm the soul, not the body, we need the mercy of Krishna. It's something else to have a mental conception about something than to actually deeply realize what it is. It's something entirely different. It's the taste of it is entirely different. So the way Prabhupada says we can realize this true nature of the soul is by engaging in soul activities, that means service to Krishna, service to Radha and Krishna. And if you do that, more and more that realization will come. If you, however, act on the bodily platform with material sense gratification, it is very difficult to understand. On Ekadasis, traditionally, devotees sometimes fast and stay up the whole night, because in this way they do soul activity, you know, as if they are not the body, and so on. And it's very, very good to do that for realization. I don't recommend it to do it like Dayal Gauranga Prabhu and myself talked about it. Now where we, you know, where it's so cold and some of us feel a little weak after the festival, you know, it may be better to take some prasadam and be strong. But if for some reason you can do that fast and stay up the night of Ekadasi, you really begin to understand there's life beyond the body. Also, you can understand that you are a soul when you chant the whole day the Hare Krishna mantra. You would see, as you chant, the material world falls away. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo, ich glaube, du musst einen Bus kriegen, ne? Ja, schnell, schnell. So, if you chant the whole day, you come into a situation where something happens in your mind and in your life. You feel how the material illusions and material sanskaras, deep impressions, just leave you. I don't know. I thought today of something. There is a book, a mystical book, Journey to Ixtlan. Have you seen that? Carlos Castanedo. There it is described that the person, I read it when I was a child, that the person goes back to home, back to Godhead. And now as he is on his path, all of a sudden, he sees his mother, father, friends, and so on, and they say, come, come, stay with us, be with us. But then he says, no, I want to be with Krishna. And then all of them just vanish, disappear, like clouds in the storm. So when you chant, you feel like that. Your old impressions, your old memories, they start to come and then disappear and fly away. Hare Krishna. Yes, gentlemen.
Yes, your state of consciousness should always elevate.
Yes.
The detachment also becomes lesser.
The attachment, yes. Yes, that is very correct.
So this is the way to reach the soul.
Yeah.
If you rise, you see your soul, you see yourself.
Yes.
Started seeing yourself.
start
meditation.
Yes.
The mantra meditation is also meditate on the mantra.
Yeah.
Not only chanting, you have to meditate on it. So that
yeah.
You come out of it.
You are very correct. You talk very correctly. Yes, yes, yes. You, by concentrating on the mantra, you're meditating on the mantra, you rise in your consciousness and more detachment automatically happens. Yes?
And there are also few other methods also.
So many. So many, yes.
Yeah. Is sex one of it?
Usually, we see that sex makes us more connected with the bodily platform, the physical, where we become more and more attached to the material body. We are actually drawn into the material body. So therefore, the sattvika pantas, the sattvic paths are usually explaining us to refrain from sex and not use it. Now there are some people who are very, 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 very attached to sexual activity. And for those people who are just very, you would call it the tamasic people, for them there is something like a purified form of sexual activity so that they can also rise. But we as Vaishnavas, we are not following this. We follow the sattvic path, and there we don't believe in this.
Mm-hmm. Do Bhagavad Gita also explain this?
If the Bhagavad Gita describes how we can rise the consciousness in the different... Yes. There is in the 12th chapter, there's a gradual step. It starts with a meditation. Then the next step is developing knowledge. Then it goes further into acting with full detachment. You do something, but you don't claim the results.
So you observe.
And finally, you come to the state where you are fully absorbed with your intelligence and everything in Krishna, morning, evening, night. Just Krishna consciousness. That's what we want to obtain by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Thank you, sir. What nice things you said this evening. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So, now, my dear devotees, what should we do? I think we should slowly say good night. I thank you all very much. Tomorrow we are continuing our program on Japa, morning and evening. And for Sunday I want to really request all of you to come and invite friends, because I want to show you the slides of my last journey to India. There you will see the Gevan Kund, the place where we were talking about today. And many nice surprises you will also see. So if you can come, please come and bring your interested friends along with you. See you then, and Hare Krishna. Good night.